With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Get Connected with Nina Del Rio, a weekly conversation about fitness, health, and happenings in our community on 106.7 Light FM.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us on Get Connected. With a virtual visit of sorts to the Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, a National Historic Landmark recognized as one of the world's most beautiful cemeteries. Since it was established in 1838, it's become the permanent residence of over 570,000 individuals and a respite for New Yorkers. Our guest is Harry Weil, Director of Public Programs and Special Projects, who's at Greenwood right now. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here. And I can confirm it is quite beautiful here. The weather is pretty fantastic.
You can see images and find out all about the cemetery at green-wood.com. This is an active cemetery. It's kind of signified in that name too, the, correct?
Right. Yeah. So this, we are an active cemetery. So since 1838, we have been a place not only where New Yorkers can come and find some rest and solace, but also to bury the dead. And we have been active in doing that since our founding.
There's not that many cemeteries. I mean, Greenwood is enormous. There's not that many cemeteries, too, that also have a director of public programs and special projects, someone who does arts and culture there. So tell us about your job and why this is such a big part of the cemetery.
You know, you're right. There's a handful of cemeteries across the country that are doing public programming. I like to think we're the best, but there's some great places in Boston, Philadelphia, and LA. But here at the Greenwood Cemetery, we cast a pretty wide net. If it's, you know, walking and trolley tours, programs for arts and culture, so whether it's installations or concerts in our catacombs, and then also death education, which is a way to have these open and honest conversations about death, grieving, and what comes next.
You know, of all the people, of the 570,000 people that are interred at Greenwood, who are some of the most recognizable, famous, and infamous permanent residents?
Oh, that's so, I love that question because, you know, I always get like, oh, who's the most famous? And I guess, you know, it depends on who you ask. So, you know, the name that many people will know is Jean-Michel Basquiat. So that great painter of the 80s who died tragically young. There's Leonard Bernstein, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic for many years, who's buried right up on Battle Hill that has these beautiful, beautiful sweeping views of Lower Manhattan, the Statue of Liberty and the whole harbor. You can also think of the infamous people, Boss Tweed. And for those who may have seen Gangs in New York, Bill the Butcher is here. But you know, Greenwood is this final resting place for a number of Civil War soldiers and generals. Our historian, Jeff Richmond, and a very loyal team of volunteers spent years tracking them down. And nearly 6,000 of them are among Greenwood's permanent residents. And we have made an attempt to mark all of their graves for their service to the country.
This is a little bit of what I wanted to talk about too, preservation. It's gotta be a Herculean task to maintain the grounds and the memorials. And there's still people sort of being uncovered, I gather, or research gone into their history. Can you talk about just the work in a general sense of maintaining and researching Greenwood?
Yeah, and I'll have to put in a plug here for our amazing, amazing team. So there's Jeff Richmond, who I just mentioned, our historian, who along with volunteers are really digging into the archive so that we can identify individuals who are buried here to in some ways resurrect them, resurrect their story so that we know about what they've done. And for many, like those in the Civil War project, their service to the country. So right now, Jeff is working on a World War II project where we're able to catalog all the individuals at the cemetery who served during the Second World War. There's also Neela Wickamasinghe, who is our director of conservation. So whereas Jeff is working hard on making sure we, you know, get those stories told, Neela and her team are working to actually preserve the cemetery, the actual markers. So whether it's in granite or brownstone or marble, to make sure that the cemetery, you know, not only looks nice, but for generations to come. So for the next 180 years, visitors can come to Greenwood and still be able to see these wonderful works of art. And I do consider all of these monuments as work of art. They're a testament to the craftsmen who created them. And along with the gravestones, also these wonderful mausoleum that you'll see throughout the landscape.
Our guest is Harry Weil. He's director of public programs at the Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn. In addition to being one of the world's most beautiful cemeteries, Greenwood is also an outdoor museum, an arboretum, and a repository of history. You can find out more at green-wood.com. You're listening to Get Connected on 106.7 Light FM. I'm Nina Del Rio. And one of the most popular ways to see all these monuments, see all these memorials, is through the trolley tours, which are back.
Yeah, so the trolley tours are back. 478 acres. So, I mean, I'd like to think I'm in pretty good shape and I could, you know, traverse the landscape. But I think for many individuals, it's not just, oh, do they have the stamina? But, you know, where do you even get started? So the trolley tours is such a great way to see almost the whole cemetery and just hear a sprinkling of the stories. But with 570,000 people, you know, there's only about a dozen you'll hear from. So that's why, you know, if you love the trolley tours, we have a, you know, Greenwood's Greatest Hits. If you love those, we have a lot, also more specified tours, you know, women who walked ahead, stories of Black New Yorkers in the 19th century. So there's a lot to discover. And the trolley tours is such a great way to try to see them all.
The trolley tours took a pause during COVID, like a lot of organizations, thing took a pause. How are you addressing reopening as we're sort of still unsure what's going on with coronavirus?
You know, we, you know, like all other cultural institutions, we had to hit pause. But fortunately, because we are in outdoor space, we were still able to do some programming. So we introduced virtual programming, which was fantastic. You know, our historian, Jeff Richman, and Daria Mergen, who works in the public programming tomorrow, put together a really great roster of virtual programs. We were also in 2020, during the height of the pandemic, able to do outdoor walking tours and also performances, dance and music, making sure everyone was safe and spread out. But as we're approaching, you know, we keep thinking it's the end in many ways, but the pandemic will be here for a little while longer. So we want to ensure that everyone's safe while also enjoying whether a tour or at a performance. So a lot of our programs are focused outdoors and we keep people at a safe distance. And we also make sure that everyone is either wearing a mask or following the proper procedures and protocols.
You do have a new exhibit that's just opened. I wonder if you could talk about After the End.
After the End, it's interesting. It was planned before COVID. Even anyone thought of COVID. And since COVID, we thought of ways to actually introduce it. And so back in the spring, we're like, okay, let's do it in the fall. Let's do After the End in the fall. And then there is the Delta variant. But we thought it was still important. The artists Candy Chang and James Reeves, we agreed that it was really important to do it now because New Yorkers have experienced so much loss. And it's not just the loss of a loved one to COVID, it's loss of a job, loss of a loved one, loss of financial stability. And in many ways, we don't get to grieve that. We don't get to grieve those in public spaces. So After the End is this ritual, a public ritual where individuals can come and write about their loss. So whether they want to tell us a loss they've experienced or maybe the wisdom or maybe the grief that they're suffering. And so they'll write it on a scroll and place it on this huge, massive 16 by 20 foot altar. And so their scroll becomes illuminated. And then some of those messages that they write will actually be projected on the wall. So the artist will choose them, and they're all anonymous, will choose some of the messages. So they can help inspire you know, individuals who are coming, but also realize that we're not alone in our suffering, in our grief, and in our loss.
A little bit of the a different sort of event, different sort of tone, is the history happy hours. They sound a little bit, yeah, different. How about those?
Yeah, History Hour, Daria Mergen, who's our manager of public programs here, during COVID, she was like, well, I guess we really can't go to the bars anymore. So how can we get people together and learn about history? So enlisting our tour guides and some other, you know, historians and lovers of history who we've engaged with, they'll present a topic, a deep dive into a topic here at Greenwood. And then each evening comes with a specialty drink that we encourage everyone to make, but also a virgin cocktail for those who don't want to be drinking. But as a way, you know, think of just gathering back at the bar, you know, with some friends and just nerding out over a history topic.
You can find out the full schedule of events at green-wood.com, including November 1st is Dia de los Muertos. It's the Mexican holiday for kids, essentially.
So we started this about 4 years ago. Greenwood, you know, because we're so large, we get into many different neighborhoods, Winter Terrace, Park Slope, and then Sunset Park, which has a very large Mexican-American community. And it's just so surprising, like, oh, why haven't we done this before? So the Day of the Dead, it's this afternoon of activities and crafts and storytelling, is to, you know, celebrate this great holiday, but then also for those who are maybe not as familiar with it, to learn more about the history and its traditions. And then we usually have an altar so people can come and leave offerings or mementos or light a candle to loved ones who have departed.
So how can someone listening help to preserve and maintain Greenwood?
Thank you so much for asking that question, Nina. During COVID, we finally pioneered this program called Greenwood's Ambassadors. And it was to have individuals who wanted to help keep this place running, to help it keep going. We were welcoming more and more visitors because of COVID, 600,000 people last year. And so this loyal team of ambassadors would be on the grounds to help answer people's questions, to help make sure that people weren't breaking any of the rules. And we really rely on these individuals to help us with doing research, to help us with tidying up the grounds, helping at programs. You know, some of our programs, we get 500-600 people. And so having their hands, you know, to really directing people and making it all work. And we're so grateful for their time and talent. My coworker, Gabrielle Gatto, the coordinator of public programs, has really, you know, developed this group of individuals to people who love this place and they're so enthusiastic about being here. So I encourage any of listeners who are curious about Greenwood or, you know, who love the place to check out our website, green-wood.com, and you can find more information about the Ambassadors Program. Everyone has time and talent, and we would love to have your time and talent and help us keep this place preserved for generations to come.
Before we jump off, as I've been speaking with you, you know, I can see you're sitting on the grounds right now and you seem so excited about this work. How did you get involved and what is it about, I don't know, working at Greenwood or being at Greenwood that excites you?
I took a very interesting journey to get here. I was working on my PhD in art history. I was adjuncting art history classes that focus on 19th and 20th century. And I kept taking my students here because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I think of all of the monuments of all the mausoleums as works of art. And so I would take students here to explore their space. And I got to know the person who had the job before me. So when she was leaving Greenwood and they're looking for someone who knows art, and it has been a really wonderful journey, not only because I've gotten to work with so many amazing artists, whether visual artists or performing artists or musicians, but also being able to work with the historian to develop tours, to be able to work with the horticulture department to develop programs that talk about this magnificent landscape. So it was a journey I never expected and one that I'm so grateful to be on because I get to be, you know, one small part of the cemetery's history. And the hope is that, you know, public programming will continue to be a way for audiences to connect with the cemetery. So whether they're interested in history or nature or preservation or horticulture, there's a way for them to connect to this wonderful site.
Harry Weil is Director of Public Programs at the Greenwood Cemetery. The website is green-wood.com. Thanks for joining me on Get Connected.
Great. Thank you so much for having me here.
This has been Get Connected with Nina Del Rio on 106.7 Light FM. The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. If you missed any part of our show or want to share it, visit our website for downloads and podcasts at 1067lightfm.com. Thanks for listening.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.